Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along, folks. Yeah, another Glory Days, another PJ and Jim podcast. You've just missed a piece of absolutely, you know the way sometimes PJ gets into his Dalai Lama mode?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've often said that you're a thought leader.
Thought leader,
and
yeah.
And nobody thought it at the time. And then, weirdly, kind of things have sort of come around to your way of thinking. But he just came, just before we started this recording, he came out with this amazing line of, don't be thinking.
Oh, don't be thinking about it. The worst thing you can do is think about it.
That was the line. The worst thing you can do is think about anything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, don't be doing all this Roy Keane bullshit. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. No. Prepare.
Roy Keane.
Yeah, that's his thing. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. You know that way. That's all his thing. You know, you have to pray. Talent doesn't get you everywhere. You have to work hard. Fuck off. Like, the best thing you can do is not have a plan. Then you can't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Everything after that is a bonus. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everything.
To be fair, and as I say, yeah, like a lot of the kind of, you know, the gurus are coming around to that way of thinking.
It's the truth. They? Everyone's there walking around to me now.
Have you got the place ready for the babies? Have you got the prom? Did you get the cost?
Fuck all those things. We'll get them as we need them.
Yeah.
One day, you know,
let's face it. The babies arrived unexpectedly. Everything else will arrive unexpectedly.
Yeah, there's no point. There's no point in preparing for anything. You know what I mean? I'm off to America tomorrow. I'm off to America land tomorrow. I'm off to Boston to go and meet the future.
Has anybody told America?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to, like, set myself up. You know, you'd be practicing in your head. I have to meet our father now. All that. And, you know, I better not have...
I wouldn't think about that.
Oh, you know,
that'd fill you with dread.
How's it going on?
Like, literally, it'd be like... I mean, it is going... The only thing I will say is it is going to be like a genuine, real-life version of Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. I mean, it is going to
be... Imagine dinner or not. It'd be like that to you. You want to milk me, PJ? You remember that?
Yeah. I have nipples, PJ.
Like, that's the worst it can be.
Whatever you do, don't slag off any bits around the home.
Yeah.
Somebody's ashes could be in something or whatever,
that'd
you know?
That'd be just me. We'll just walk over. Look at that old yoke. Where'd you get that? You probably got that when you were in Dublin, did you? No.
That's a family heirloom. It's been my grandmother's for...
Oh, your grandmother's, is it? Is she coming later?
She died. Tragically.
Yeah, that cup is made of her ashes.
That cup fell off the office building and split her head open. You're like, oh, Jesus.
You can't think about these things. But
yeah.
I actually do love going to the States. I love going to the States, but we're so different to Americans, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, we're just so culturally different. You know, their can-do culture, their whole, like, you know, you can do anything you want. That's why America's got mad. Because, you know, that works to a point, and then the whole thing backfires.
Yeah.
And then you realise you can't, and you go mad and start shooting fuckers. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... it's too intense for me.
And we spoke about this in the show a few times, how when we were kids, the idea of going to America, that was making it.
It was, yeah. Wasn't just it? Getting there.
Yeah.
You know, getting there homeless with £500 in your pocket. And homeless, walking off in America. At least I'm in America.
Yeah, it was like all of America was Disneyland. Irish people, when we were kids, that's the way you thought of it. You thought like America was literally just constantly famous people walking around every street and everything. It was always sunny. Always sunny.
There was no such thing as rain or snow.
Exactly, and everybody was wealthy.
Yeah, and that's it. And as soon as you land, you're there. You've got to Victory Island.
Exactly.
You know that way. You think you'll just walk off the plane. Well, at least I'm here.
Yeah.
Everything
do you
is
remember the first
the American
you,
dream.
The first time you went to America.
Oh, I do, yeah.
And do you remember, like, did you have all of that sort of... Like,
all of that.
You'd see a bridge, and you go, that's the bridge. That's the bridge.
That's the bridge from the Fall Guy, you fucking idiot. What do you mean, what bridge? Episode 3.
That's what I'm saying. You'd see something that you'd be like, you'd get a buzz out of the fact that, you know, the fucking smoke coming up out of there.
Out of the manholes.
Manhole thing.
No way.
Look at that.
The mad clowns down there. This is unbelievable.
Smoke coming up out of a man. There's steam coming up.
And you're getting, oh my God. Yeah, yeah. And you hear cars. Ramp, ramp. Woo, yeah. Cross town traffic. Get through you.
Yeah.
I'm a man in the city. Can you get out of my way, sir? No problem. Sorry about that.
just crossing a pedestrian crossing, and suddenly the theme tune to 9 to 5 was ringing in your head.
Walking down town and I got a little bit of action. Briefcase busy with a pack of cans and nuts. You're thinking you're brilliant.
Waving to people because you assume they're all friendly like they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello there, hot dog salesman.
start saying American names. How do you do, Lloyd? All right, Brand. Bradley, how you doing, my buddy?
God, and now the weird thing is now, if somebody said to you, listen, do you want, well, obviously you are going to the States. But I'm just saying,
but it's different. It's not
very
the same.
Different. People are, like, you're frightened of the States.
Frightened of the States now. You know? You're watching your back.
And that's before you've even knocked up somebody's daughter.
That's, I know. Tell me. That's why I'm going to Kelly. How's your dad feel about gun control?
Yeah, which side of that debate is he on?
Just a matter of and when it comes to the health, you know, the health service, what does he think? Does he think that's like, you know, getting cell healthcare is communism or any of that old stuff, you know?
But it is, it's a different world.
Different world, it's a different planet. Absolute different planet. And even just the same, like, even just the language. Aluminum. Where did you get the extra L's from?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aluminum siding.
Yeah.
By the way, what was that meant? Was that meant to be people nailing aluminium onto the side of their house? Is that what aluminum...
I honestly don't know.
What was that movie where they were aluminum siding salespeople?
I have no idea.
I'm sure it was a comedy movie where there was... their profession was they were... And they were in competition with each other selling aluminum siding.
Yeah, I don't know. And they were baffled by us. I remember when we were in New York and I kept saying, you know, where's me jacket? Or I'm just going to go back to me hotel room. And your man goes... Why do you keep saying me jacket and me room? I never thought about it that way. We do. This is me jacket. This is me room.
Yeah.
You know, we actually sound ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not sure we all sound like that.
But
just saying. Yeah, you know, some of us make an effort when we're abroad.
Yeah, that same guy be going, why does this guy not know how to talk? He say that to you. I'd be there going, but they don't know how to talk. See? Yeah, nobody knows what he's talking about. You'd be there going, yeah. You'd be there, forgive him, I'm a translator.
And do you know something? The strange thing is, England is fast becoming like that.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Isn't
England's
it?
Gone, yeah.
In your perception, again, because like when we were growing
polarized
up...
Polarised
Remember
society.
The time when Dublin was the city of 1,000 bands? Remember all that time?
All that.
Everybody was in a band or whatever.
Everybody.
And the idea was that you would make it if you, you know, you'd move to London and you'd make it.
That was always, get to London. Get to London, get to New York. One of those two, yeah.
And now, to be honest with you, you wouldn't give thanks for it.
Then I wouldn't go over there. You're mad. They're all mad. They all hate each other. You know what I mean? Because in fairness, we're still not there, thankfully. I mean, we'll probably get there because everyone's getting there, but we're not there. We have like, we've fringes, you know?
Yeah.
You've got a small crowd on the right who are screaming and roaring and protesting children's houses or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have a small amount on the left who's just like, you know, sitting on Twitter going, hey, asshole, hey, shut your face.
I didn't say that in yet. Oh, yeah! That's you, the silent majority, you bastard.
Yeah, you hate people with red hair. I know we don't. Yes, you fucking do. You're like, okay, I don't, but whatever. But most people are just silent about it and in the middle, just trying to get on with their day, you know?
Yeah. But it is the great Irish way, isn't it? It's keep your head down.
Keep your head down,
do you know what I mean? It's
unless you're just with people in a bar and all. You're going, do you like his head case?
Oh, yeah. It's only when you feel safe among your own.
Yeah, you're there going, I don't know what to say anymore. Down the man. I don't know, I'm trying my best to keep up, but it's not good enough.
Like, I don't mind what they do. I just wish they wouldn't ask me about what
I don't give a shit, just don't ask me any questions. I literally don't want to do anything.
That's absolutely true. And have you noticed yourself becoming that person?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Because you know that obviously when, you know, the younger you are, the more you feel naturally you would feel. You're aware of everything and you know exactly, it's just instinctive how you behave and what you say, what you do, all that. But then you suddenly realise you've become that person.
Yeah, I know.
You've become that person that you thought was your dad or something.
Out of touch, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they, what do I call them?
Yeah,
what was the famous story you tell about him? Was it Jason's?
Jason's dad. Yeah. So Jason's dad, he was told that that his daughter was now a trans man.
Right.
Well, not his daughter, what am I talking about? His niece.
His niece, right.
Was trans man now. So, but they did, like, wanted to be called they and them. Didn't want to be called he or she or any of that.
Right.
I think. I have it arseways. See, this is the fucking thing. I have it arseways. But whatever. And no problems. No one had any problems. Yeah. It was like, right, let's do our best, you know. Let's do our best. So they were saying, you have to call it them. You can't say she. It's them.
Right. This is Jason saying to his dad. Listen, you know.
And the dad was like, yeah, no bother. Yeah, whatever. Have it. Yeah. Well, no big deal. Yeah, grand, whatever. Yeah. And the kid came in and he walked over and goes, how's it going, Dan? I said, not fucking Dan. Not Dan. He said, what? That's what you fucking told me today. I said, Dan. He said, not Dan. them, you know, yeah. Like, you don't say it to their face, how's it going them either, like, it's just when it comes up in conversation you say they or them. That's like, you know, just
and it is it, like that's what I'm saying. What that's yeah. You know, it's kind of funny slagging that, and then you suddenly realise that you'd be in a dilemma, and you're like, yes, I'm afraid to say how are you doing to this person because I don't know what I'm going to say.
You start just doing, you turn into a young lad again. Yeah, ah, you.
Yeah,
hey.
Or you do what? You do that thing that we always do when you don't know somebody's name. All right, boss. How are you doing, head?
How's it going?
All right, good man. That's cheers.
What, the old stuff. How are you, horse?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that can keep it sort of neutral enough.
Completely neutral. All right, horse. Yeah. How's it going, boss?
Me old Sagosha.
And you, yeah, me old Sagosha. Imagine, I'm not a fucking Sagosha. Do you know what a Sagosha is? Do you know where that even comes from? No!
Fuck, yeah, I just realised, God knows what that could be.
Yeah, what is a Sagosha? A Sagosha is a rare type of human. I don't know what it is. I'm not even getting into it.
Right. Well, yeah. We should opt out while we're ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's give you a few best bits, will we, from during the week, a few bits and pieces from the week that was. We were actually talking about something that PJ and myself don't really suffer from, which is work mojo. Well, how you get it back?
How you get it back? How you reinvigorate yourself in the workplace? You know, because a lot of us lose our spark doing the same old
we never
stuff
lose,
every day.
Lose our spark?
Not at all. No, I'm driven by the misery I cause you.
So get your work mojo back. We had a chat about that. Also, technology for, and again, Beach and myself could fall into this category, sadly, or getting close to it. Technology has been massively on the rise. For older people.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, they're getting better at it, by all accounts. Now, after what you just listened to us saying, it's highly doubtful, but that's what the evidence says.
Also, with PJ's soon-to-be memorable event on the way, of course, he's going to face the dilemma of having to name his offspring. And it was a bizarre twist as to... That's just like some of the suggestions that are out, or a trend that's out there for naming people now.
I think this is mad. Yeah, mind you, I wanted to call a kid Harley, so
well, there you
when
go.
You hear this story, it'll kind of make sense.
That actually falls into place nicely. And then the poor beleaguered busker is under threat if you're down south.
If you're down in Kerry, the poor busker is becoming a rare species, indeed.
And after our conversation about it, well, to be honest with you, it probably makes a whole lot of sense. Because I think we've just put them under more pressure. I think we gave out about them.
All we did was give out. Jeez, we are like getting... That's the proper elephant thing, isn't it?
Grumpy
if
old
I
Ned.
Don't understand it, it's stupid. That's the end of it, right?
Right.
Everything was better back in my day because I understood it. I don't understand things now. That means their shit, not me.
Have a listen. I will talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
This is the crack, right? So here you go. 7 tips to get your mojo back. Number 1, do some soul searching. Yeah, that's what they say. Take a step back and ask yourself, what's really going on here? You know, that's what they say. You know, how am I feeling different about the aspects of my life towards the excitement I felt when I got this job originally? It's about pinpointing the problem, they say. Write your thoughts down or talk it through with somebody who's impartial and not in the job.
Right.
You know what? Just for God's sake, do what everyone else does. Just come back and go, how was work? It was bleeding crap.
Yeah, moan.
Yeah,
just get it off your chest.
Why was it crap? Because I have to do it. You know what
right.
I mean?
So they're saying you have to find that somewhere in among it there's just one little detail that's causing all the problems.
This is one of these Dalai Lama things. The work is not the problem. You are the problem. Well, that's not true, is it? It's very rarely true.
If I didn't have to do the work, I'd be fine.
Yeah, if I was at home, you wouldn't, you know. Well, it's like one of those things, why do you want this job? You know, like, why do you want? Because the bills.
Exactly.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Who else is going to employ me?
Yeah, I don't want to do it. You know, you can never be honest about these things. Focus on the positives then. If someone's rude to you at work, you have 2 choices. You can become destructive in your thinking and take it as personal slight against you.
No, I'm going straight there, yeah.
Yeah, I know you are. This is you're brilliant at this. Become demotivated. He's not so good at that. Or choose to sort of say, it's probably not about me. They're probably just having a bad day. They're taking it out on me. So I can maintain my motivation. Catch your negative thoughts early and practice seeing things positively, as if you can. It's lashing rain. It's Monday. There's people out there with hangovers. You walk in, someone's going to go, ah, yeah.
What time did you call this?
Here he is. Look at the head in this yoke. You know what I mean? And you're supposed to go, no, it's not about me.
That's very witty of you. I'm sure you're just having a bad day.
And you're just going to think to yourself, ah, yeah, funny, you bleeding slap head. And just go and like have, you know, a coffee in your own in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And send an anonymous email about him to your boss.
To your boss, yeah.
Well, I don't want to say anything, but there's a particular person who sits two doors down.
Yeah, there's a particularly baldy lad who does be annoying me. Smell of cheese off him.
So what's number three?
Don't
then?
Go near me. That's what you'd be saying to people. Set yourself goals. Do a simple to-do list every day, and you'll get a rush of endorphins every time you tick something off. And when you want your career to go for the long run, which nobody does, because let's face it, everybody wants to retire
early.
You'll be able to look at the last 12 months of achievements on paper and go, "Yeah, I'm killing it." You know.
I mean, to-do
all I do is just go. No wonder I'm tired.
To-do lists are. Yeah, they're very good in everything, I suppose.
Great, so you don't forget something. But
yeah, they just, my to-do lists, if I ever did write them, would just constantly remind me of all the things I never got around to doing.
Me too.
It'd be just, it really would be just a cataloguing of previous failures.
Yeah, Jim would be
and
writing,
future failures.
Here's a list of things I can't even get right. For starters.
Yeah, you know? So I'm not sure the to-do list is going to work for me.
Yeah, yeah, no, not for me either. Like that. It's just, here's a list of things. All I ever do with to-do list is
again,
go,
you see, think about,
I have a time for that today, that goes tomorrow. I have not time for that, that goes
and the
tomorrow.
Thing about a to-do list is, you have to be motivated to do it.
And
if you haven't got any motivation.
Yeah, and you have to feel joy at actually completing a task. I've never felt that. Yeah. All I've ever felt was, thank God that's over.
Exactly.
And then to think I have to do it again tomorrow. Sure, I want to... I'd never want to do anything again. Become a joiner. Here's one. Become a joiner. Join your colleagues for teas and coffees. Join your colleagues for Zoom calls after hours so you can catch up when there's no stress. Go to the social events, your work plans. It might mean getting out of your comfort zone. Of course it does. Everybody hates the people they work with. And you know,
yeah, I mean, so you're saying spend more time in the company of the people that you're forced to spend time with.
Yeah, yeah, the people you literally have to be paid to sit beside. Do you think Jim McCabe would put himself through this crap if he wasn't being paid for it? Do you think he'd hang around with me if he wasn't getting a few quid for it?
I mean, that's, I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's just
that leads to trouble.
Imagine Jim McCabe, calling me on Saturday morning. Are you doing that today? Do you like to come up to my house for a bowl of cereal?
What are you talking about? If you saw my name coming up on your phone, you'd be like, oh, for the love of God. Oh, what does he want?
Yeah, but let's say he's after catching a disease or something he's telling me about. Because I can't think, he's definitely not ringing me for socialisation.
I'm not answering that.
I mean, I'm not answering that. That could be anything. It's definitely not, how are you doing? I can tell you that much. And here's the worst one of all. Hang out with your boss. It's in everybody's interest to schedule appointments with their boss. Just make an appointment with your manager so you can talk about your professional development. Schedule it in. Once a month, sit down and go, so, would you compliment me professionally, please? As if your boss is going to do that.
It's never going to happen.
Never going
to
do it.
That's like putting yourself in the firing line.
Yeah.
I am here to discuss my professional development. Well, actually, yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about how rubbish you are in a number of areas.
Imagine they tell me, have you warned... So, Peter, yeah, great, your professional development. Have you figured out how to use the microwave yet?
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
As much as PJ slags me about getting older, even though there's barely anything between us in terms of age.
A couple of decades between friends is no big deal, you know?
The thing about it is, for most people, it's widely accepted that kind of... You know, the age is actually kind of diminishing nearly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's the whole idea of like, oh, whatever it is, 40's the new 30 or 50's the new 30 or whatever it is.
All this, yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Because, you know, people getting older now doesn't seem to be the same way as it used to be. You know what I mean? There's still so much more to do.
That's it. You know what I mean? Gone are the days where you were a 26-year-old man with a comb over wearing a full suit on the beach. Like my own elf.
Yeah,
like,
and talking about yourself, getting on a bit.
Yeah, getting on a bit.
In your late 20s.
Yeah, Jez, you know what I mean? It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm no kidding anymore, you know?
No kidding. I have the bum fluffing on now. So those things, now they're saying, you know, it's we're a younger old people.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. If you know
exactly
what I'm
that.
We age at different speeds. And now they're saying over 75s are starting to become really tech savvy. And it's the first generation of pensioners, I suppose, that are really starting to get their heads around using computers, being sort of proficient with a smartphone, having different gadgets in the house, you know, the old, I don't know, the Wi-Fi fridge or whatever it is people are doing nowadays. You're getting on WhatsApp.
Said like a true middle, Wi-Fi fridge and all that is.
You're checking on your phone to see whether it's cold when you go home or whatever the name of jeepers they're doing nowadays. They reckon only 28% of over 75s are like the old 75s, if you know what I mean. Where they're having the riddlers what's going on. I don't buy it, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, no, not really. Because look at the two of us. Well, look at me, Look at
you. We are tech savvy. We work in a tech industry.
You do. I work from the neck up at best. At best, you get the neck up with me. You're over there like Picasso on the piano or Beethoven on the piano.
Picasso on the piano. Who's put all that paint all over there? Who's had to spill a paint all over that piano there? Huh? Was Picasso in here again, was he? I'm sick of it. Every time I come in here, the piano's covered in paint.
He's after drawing a flute on me piano again. Every time he comes in, I'm going to cut his ear off if I get a hold of him.
Yeah, that was Van Gogh, by the way. Anyway.
Was it? Okay. Well,
the moral of this story was meant to be that people getting older are still clued in.
Still clued in. And here's me, knocking on the door at 50, and I couldn't be more clued out.
So the idea is, right, that now you can't assume that just because somebody's of a certain age that they're not proficient, as you say, with their smartphone or their computers or tech-related stuff and
they
all
might
that
well
kind of
be. A lot of them are using sort of FaceTime to talk to the grandkids or to talk to kids who are they're young adults. Kids, you know what I mean, who live in other countries.
So what do you think is really happening? Because you're saying you don't agree with it.
Yeah,
so you're saying they're spoofing it.
Yeah, they're lying. Yeah, liars. Absolute liars. Yeah, and they don't even know what they're talking about. Do you ever ask? You know the way your granny hands you the phone. Is there a Facebook on that? You know, what are you talking about?
That's true. Yeah.
Is there a Facebook on my phone? You're like, no, there's no Facebook on anyone's phone. That's not what it is. Or you know, could you ask the internet what time it is in China? You know these things.
I know, yeah. And yeah, I have. There's a lad who regularly would say, you know, you'd be looking at something on your phone. He'd go, is that on my phone?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm quite obviously looking at it on my phone.
Do
you mean, can you get it on your phone?
Yeah. And then they haven't got a clue. That Google has everything. Here, look up pictures of me when I was 5.
Yeah, put that into your wizardry.
I've never seen me when I was 5. The family never had pictures.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't believe it. I've never seen a granny walking around with a laptop under her arm and sitting down and doing Skype calls in coffee shops with a mug of tea and an old coleslaw sandwich. I've never seen it. So I don't actually buy it, to be honest.
Mind you, if it is true, what happens when they, you know, do fully discover the extent of the internet and all of the different places that the internet can go?
Imagine. thing that looks like a banana that takes batteries.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, you know, to be fair, the internet became famous for lots of things. Cats was one of them, and porn was the other
one. And the other one, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, if there might be a sudden surge in the old...
typing into Google, elf with TikTok.
Elfers
with a TikTok in their pants. Huh? A pendulum. Is that what that is? Is there a TikTok on my phone?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, so people have started to name kids after their cars. And not even like, you know, my car, I call my car Eric.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call my kid Eric. Like, the make of the car.
This is weird. I mean, now, okay, I know there is the famous one, right? Because isn't there somebody who's a sort of a socialite called Mercedes or something like that?
Yeah.
There's a girl called Mercedes.
Yeah, so last year, between 1996 and 2021, 1,291 people were called Mercedes.
Oh my God.
So it's like, it's not an uncommon... Well, it is an uncommon name. It's not a lot of people, but it's just unusual that people would do it.
You wouldn't anticipate, if you were called Mercedes, you wouldn't anticipate meeting another Mercedes.
You really wouldn't.
I wouldn't have thought
so. And you definitely wouldn't think you'd meet someone called Kia, of which there is. There's even more of them.
Kia?
Yeah, over 1,500 Kias. Imagine being named after a Korean car built to a budget.
Yeah.
Does
Kia mean something in Korean?
I don't know.
Are they all Korean people named Kia?
I doubt. Oh, no, this is all over. This is Ireland, England, like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then when you look, okay, apparently Morgan is a car name. I didn't know that. You'd get away with Morgan, though. It's a proper name.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's, like, Lincoln, like the American cars. And then there's Aston, like after Aston Martin. Romeo, Alfa Romeo. Bentley.
Bentley's a bit unusual.
Bentley McCabe. That's a porno name if ever I heard one.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, if you're going to call your kid Bentley, there better be serious wedge to back that up.
Huge.
Or else you better have like a double barrel name. It would have to be Bentley Smith Rowe.
Yeah, it'd have to be something like that. Do you know something I've decided? I'm going to name my kids after ships. Not even... What's your son's name? Spirit of the Sea.
Yeah. The Adventurer.
Yeah, Life in a Feather is the daughter's name. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I do that instead, yeah.
I mean, I wonder how far it goes.
It goes down to Genesis and Lexus. Imagine being named after a fancy Toyota. Seriously.
Lexus?
Yeah, Lexus. Like
that's not the worst. It's kind of like Alexis.
Yeah, it's
you might get
worse.
Away with that.
Who would you name? Adam?
I'm just wondering about all the like.
I'd be naming.
Is there any Corollas out there or?
Imagine.
Or any sort
why'd
you
call
know?
Your son Corolla? Very reliable.
Yeah.
Looks a bit shabby.
Yeah. Never let you down.
Doesn't look like he's up to much, but he's always there for
run,
you when you
run forever. He would. That,
yeah,
that,
run forever.
He's
always there when you need him. Always there when you need him.
Yeah, yeah. What's your one called? Skoda. Oh God, didn't go well for you, did it?
Yeah, you couldn't get the real thing.
Yeah. God, there's any number of them.
Imagine the Skoda. Yeah, you'd be named after.
Well, it would have been. Well, actually, to be fair, now to Skoda, they've kind of turned the corner. And, pardon the pun, but you know what I mean. They have kind of turned it around. That's a bit more like it's not quite like. Remember Lada. Used to be.
That was
a really dodgy one.
That'd be a great name for a kid now.
Lada.
Yeah. Why'd you call Lada? Liable to have a breakdown every minute. You should call me Lada.
You should have been named Lada.
That's a brilliant name for me now.
I just realised.
He can have a breakdown at any minute. And he's not, and he doesn't work.
Yeah, doesn't work. Liable to break down. It's literally PJ Gallagher. PJ Lada.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, though. At least then you kind of have the, you know, you can make the association, the personality
with the car
based on the name, because you would, it's based on the, you know, the car. So you've got like, if, as you say, somebody being, you know, ever reliable, they can be a, I don't know, a Volvo, a Volkswagen. Imagine, no, you can't call somebody Volkswagen.
Yeah, you'd have to call
that's
them.
That's going to be.
That's going to be.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably stretching it just a touch.
I'd be there going, what's his name? Isuzu. Why'd you call him Isuzu? Because he's a thick truck. Big shoulders on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Pajero. Actually, that means something in Spanish that you can't say on the radio.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And like Rudy, proper Rudy.
Proper Rudy, yeah, yeah.
That's so what they have people to call driving it. Around in them.
Yeah, yeah. In a is it Nissan? I can't remember. A Subaru would be a great name. If you call your daughter Sue and her second name Baru, you know.
As in like Brian Baru. This is Subaru. This is Brian Baru and this is his sister Sue.
This is Sue. Sue Baru. She'll impress you.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
By the way, I don't know if you like buskers or anything. We're getting to that season again now.
Mm.
The nice weather, apart from later on today. And the buskers are out in force and everything else, you know. Some of them are good. Some of them, well, some of them could do with the practice, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then if you're in Kerry this year, Kerry councillors have, 2 weeks ago actually, they've come up with new terms for buskers, because the buskers have been driving everybody blooming mad
right
down there. Now, in fairness, some of them are are handy enough, but
have they been driving them mad because they're brutal or just because they're getting in the way?
Brutal is a part of it. So now the new rules say that you have to have a decent repertoire. You can't just turn up and blast out any old stuff, right?
Oh my God, so there's like a musical criteria.
And you have to have more than three songs. So you can't just turn up and just like bang out the same.
Start spreading the news.
You can't.
If you do one good version of one song, keep it repeating.
And just keep doing, because you drive everyone nuts. There's a fella. Oh.
Like a Father Ted disco.
Oh, yes.
This town is going
exactly like that. Exactly like that. When I was living in Dunleary, there was a flute that came down with a violin. And he used to stand opposite all the shops there, you know, by the square.
Make up your mind, was it a flute or a violin?
Oh, yeah, no, he was a flute holding the violin.
Gotcha.
And he would stand there and he had three songs like that. And my God, all three of them were the most dreary. And they drove everyone. Like, people were like going to counsellors and all with anxiety problems. Because he was just, P-A-A-Zoo. P-A-A-Zoo. It was unbelievable and Amazing Grace, like all off. I drove people were going mad,
and he was always in the same spot.
Always,
so it was the same
spot.
People who was getting irritated.
Yeah, and every 6 minutes it would come back around. P-A-A-Zoo. You're like, oh my God, I'm gonna kill him. And then there's a lad that plays an oboe at the market. You know, you're in South Dublin when a busker has an oboe. You know what I mean?
Although buskers have gotten, like, you know, some of the times on Grafton Street and at the top there at Stephen's Green, outside the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, sometimes they do stuff and it gets really elaborate. Like, you know, there might be a few of them.
True,
And there's, like, electronics and all sorts of things going on, speakers and.
You know
what I mean? All that sort of madness. And see, when that happens then, instead of it being like a few people standing by or, you know, glancing at them as they go by and throwing a few bob in or whatever, it becomes that big ring.
The big huge crowd.
You can't
crowd.
Get by anywhere.
That's the thing. They're doing that in Killarney as well. They're saying if you get a huge crowd like that, you have to stop, which kind of feels unjust, but it just stops people going about their business, you know. But I know what you're saying. And do you ever see those lads and they're not actually doing anything and they have a huge crowd?
Yeah.
They go, yeah, okay, come on. Who's going to see a trick? Let's do this. Yeah. We're going to do a backflip off the pole. Let's do it. Yeah. Everybody want to see it? Whoa. Not yet. Everybody got to give us a euro. So people start giving out the euros and then it's like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Would you make a few quid out?
This is jumping Jimmy McCabe. He's going to do a woo off the pole. Yeah. And this goes on for 30 odd 50 minutes.
Yeah. Mind you, the best ones are, do you ever see the full chancers who actually can't play even
anything? Can't play anything.
And they decide they'll do a sort of a, I don't know, a foot tapping sing along thing or a, or an attempt at Irish dancing or something.
There was two young lads. Do you remember the two young lads that used to be in flat caps on Grafton Street for
a while? That's right.
And your man with the tin whistle, he couldn't play. And the other lad
just clapped and stamped his feet.
And said words that had nothing to do with anything. Do you remember that? Your man, and he'd be just there going, on the stage of mummy have
a... Yeah, it wasn't even a tune.
Yeah, on the stage of mummy, oh, there's runners in the shop. A T-shirt that would fit you, and then you'd eat a sock. Oh, and now my carrots, they are orange. He's just saying any old stuff.
Brilliant.
And people standing there looking at him, giving the money.
They always got a huge crowd.
They all, yeah, of course they did. Yeah. People couldn't believe what they were seeing. Where's your parents?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, some of the best bits from during the week. God, we'll have to make the most of you over the next little while because you have a big block of filming-y things coming on for the old Young Offenders.
In May,
you?
I'm away.
You'll be going missing for ages.
I think I've about 10 days left to do, overall.
Right, yeah.
And then it's done, yeah, so... well, that's the plan anyway. And then they'll probably show it in 2027 or something. But it's on the way.
And has the Gras come back for the old acting?
I did last week. I had a great time last week.
Right.
Because I had big scenes last week. Sometimes you just go down and it's like, all right, we want you to run in and say, hey, are you guys ready? And run off. And you're like, that's for the whole day. You know, that's
actually, that sounds like my idea of heaven. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, a lot of it's, and then, you know, it's always those days you don't get right. You're running, hey, how's it going? And then they go, could you do it more like, hey, how's it going? They're like, okay, hey, how's it going? And they're like,
yeah, slightly less the accent.
And
they're
like, hey, how's it going?
WNBC.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But if you have like a big long scene, they haven't time to waste on the bits and pieces.
Brilliant.
So it's actually easier to do.
So like, do you ever go back to it and then you get that sort of like, do you know something? Maybe I'll finally turn a corner and just declare myself an actor full time.
I was a bit like that last week. I did.
I could do this all the time, every day.
Yeah, and then I went, jeez, they're 13 hour days though. To hell with that, like. Come in and wreck your head for four.
Exactly.
I was like, you know,
fair point, yeah.
Five and maybe a push, you know, if Jim hasn't like run off screaming.
Yeah, the reality of it sets in.
Yeah, but the reality of it sets in.
And then you realise, God, yeah, now if I do the acting full time, they'll want me to go abroad and things. And then,
yeah, and also you'd make about 12 grand a year. Because there's no jobs, you know, like there is no jobs.
Hey, so, you become a superstar. You could become, you know, you too could be spoken about in the way that, Pacino and De Niro.
Never going to be a superstar. What would they cast me as?
No, I just meant
the potato-faced zombie that rolls out of Irish soil.
I just meant, you know, that you might be remembered as one of those actors who can only do the one type of acting.
Yeah, well, that would be. If anyone's looking for a weird-looking fella whose ears aren't level and he does the same voice for everything, I'm just a lad.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.